Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to limit and sabotage their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, they're extremely loving, and they are very compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. Hello, listeners. Again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in by computer or by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 100 shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. Maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. And the posse of angels want to start off today to give me a huge shout out because it was my birthday yesterday. They're particularly proud of the way I've weathered so many storms this past year with my own brand of optimism and grace as a faithful, trusting, and unquestioning child of God. Now, as a result of my patience and my diligence to will His, God's divine will, and being open to receive in God's ways, doors of connections and opportunities have opened for me in my career. Knowing that this change is divinely ordered for my highest good, I willingly and joyfully look forward to the next exciting path along the journey and what magic this change heralds for me. Now, if you'd like to keep up with all of the changes and the expansions of Angel Healing House News and myself, you can subscribe for free to my channeled monthly angel newsletters that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. Now, this newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give you great insight on how to live life with your own clarity, passion, and joy realized. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing channeled angel reading with me, either phone me after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that call-in number for myself and Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. You know, the posse of angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insight for your life. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel guidance and advice. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic is wonderful. It is called The Secret of Receiving. You know, I've spoken about the many things that we can do to put our focus on what we desire in our lives. You know, things like creating vision boards and saying affirmations and keeping our attention on our heartfelt intentions is wonderful. The importance of allowing quiet time to sit and to visualize our desires as if they are a reality creates wonderful feelings of already living the life of our dreams. But unfortunately, if it were just this easy to manifest things, we would all have manifested exactly what we desired by now. You know, the posse of angels is reminding us that while all these things are wonderful as a beginning foundation for our dreams to come true, there actually is a secret weapon when it comes to the occurrence of all manifestation. And they wish to direct our attention to a fellow by the name of Sir Isaac Newton. This man, Sir Isaac Newton, was born in England, and there are many people who know Sir Isaac Newton was a highly influential physicist. He was an astronomer, a mathematician, and a philosopher. And while he made significant contributions to the field of science, like inventing calculus, many do not know that Newton was also an alchemist, as he worked a great deal with the laws of the universe. His most significant work had to do with energetic forces, and specifically with the development of a universal law of gravity. Now, the posse of angels is directing us to Newton's third universal law, which states, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Okay, so, posse of angels, where are you going with all of this? Well, they're saying that this means that for every force, there is a reaction force that is equal in size, but opposite in direction. That's to say that whenever an object pushes another object, it gets pushed back equally and as hard in the opposite direction. They're saying that this is not only true of physical objects, but this is also true of all energies. The force of our energetic frequency inside of us that's directed out to the world will create an energetic force outside of ourselves of equal resonance, and it will bring it back to us. Okay, that's why if one wants love in their lives, give and show more love to others. Okay, if one wishes more joy to appear in one's reality, then we must first experience that joy within ourselves. And the Posse of Angels are bringing this up in regard to the secret weapon of being able to manifest. You know, when we focus on manifesting anything, it could be our ultimate goal to receive something, world peace, better loving relationships, a better car, a dream home, more financial wealth, a greater career position, etc. But many forget that receiving is the end result of all of that. The secret result to receiving is actually the act of giving. And the Posse of Angels is picking up some of your thoughts, and some of you are thinking, okay, that's all very well and good, but I'm having trouble paying my bills and rent. How am I supposed to give to others? Well, you know, listeners, it is quite unfortunate that in our world, a lot of the time people immediately think of giving solely in regard to monetary terms. A quote by Khalil Gibran says, "If you give but little when you give of your possessions, it is when you give of yourself that you truly give." You know, we all have the ability to give our time, our efforts, our love, our compassion, and our services, and money doesn't have to enter into the giving equation at all. In this regard, I like what Mother Teresa said as well. She said, it's not how much we give, but how much love we put into the giving. And when we give, the Posse of Angels is emphasizing that what is most important is the intention behind our giving. When we give solely with the giving pure heart, with no other intention, we open the door to receive in limitless, sometimes miraculous ways. This was certainly the case in 2005 when I received a phone call from a desperate woman by the name of Violet, who said that she saw my angel photo in an advertisement in a weekend magazine. Now, I must state here that Violet is not this client's real name, as I don't use real names of my clients on the air, but let's just call her Violet. So she called me up in a very desperate state, and she saw my angel photo in an advertisement, and she said, "I've come to the end of my road, and you are my last hope." She went on to tell me that after experiencing mysterious illness in her body for the past year, she found out that her husband was systematically poisoning her to get the money from her life insurance policy. And when she confronted her husband with this, he threw her down a flight of stairs. Battered and abused both emotionally and physically, she was indeed exhausted and was having trouble keeping her life force going any longer. All of a sudden, I heard the Posse of Angels say loud and clear to me, "Treat her for free." Now, listeners, it must be said here that I know how to value my time and my experience and my expertise, but when it comes to following that voice of God, I do not question it. God says jump, and I say how high. Now, as I began to treat Violet for free with intuitive counseling and Reiki sessions, she began to cathartically release her years of abuse. With each Reiki session, I watched as this broken woman began to flower and blossom, and she felt more empowered, lighter, and began to feel free to love herself again. And while I had seen many of my clients go through several of these life-transforming and changing things, there was something that occurred that took both Violet and myself by surprise. The Reiki sessions and releasing of negativity within herself freed her emotional blocks to such an extent that her clairvoyancy and her abilities as a medium opened up very quickly. And after several months, she was strong enough to leave her abusive ex, and she moved out to start a new life. Well, she even was hired with her newfound mediumistic abilities, and as a clairvoyant, she was hired as a psychic for a New Age shop. Now, as a result of her clairvoyant abilities, she would be downloaded with messages for me and randomly call me with a psychic update that her angels had given her for me. And the messages were uncanny as to what was going to happen and what I could expect. The relationship that we had was that of two kindred spirits. We felt like two little girls sent back to help each other once again. She credits me with saving her life, and I tell her that all three of us did it together, God, herself, and me. And while we so often make a living by what we get, we make and create a life by what we give to others. And when we give to others freely without any attachments, we actually give ourselves a remarkable blessing, for the gift is in the giving. You know, when I smile at someone, the majority of the time, I receive a smile back. When I give a kindness to somebody, holding the door open to help a lady with small children and the lady who is burdened down with packages, I receive a thank you. And while these examples may seem trivial and small, the universe does not discern the quantity of our giving and receiving, but it takes note of the energetic intention behind both. And what increases our ability to receive is our energy of acknowledgement and gratitude to the universe that we receive. And it's in this acknowledgement and gratitude and appreciation that we've received that builds and increases the likelihood and possibilities of receiving more. In fact, listeners, I recently started a new journal. This was about 6 weeks ago recently, and it's called The Journal of Receiving. And I told the universe that I would write down all the physical manifestations of how open I am to receiving. And since I started that journal 6 weeks ago, there hasn't been a day that's gone by that I haven't, at the end of the day, written that the universe, because of my openness to receiving, the universe has gifted me with a physical manifestation of life giving to me. And I really don't have to read very much into it to see the tangible physical form of all that I've given over the last 10 years and how that's coming back to me now as I open to receive. Before we speak more about the secret of receiving, let's go to the phone lines. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ibuta. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm just sitting here smiling because I know that my cup is going to be running over because I am a giver of in every way you can imagine. I always have been. I give and I give. And I used to say, is something wrong with me? You know, I just give and I give and I give and I give and I give.
And it's that, so it's what, that, it's
whatever.
The, yeah.
What are you going to say, Candy?
I said, and it's that intention. It's the giving and it's the intention behind it that we give. And I know this because I know your heart. Every time you gave Ivatar, you gave freely. There are so many people that say, okay, you know, and this was very prominent in the 80s, what's in it for me? You know, people would give people like corporate gift baskets, you know, to get more clients, or they would, you know, send people expensive bottles of, you know, for the spirit or champagne and say, okay, you know, maybe they'll tell more people about me. But it's really the intention behind our giving. And when we give freely and we expect nothing back, it's true, the gift is in the giving.
Yes, and that's what I try to tell people. I try to tell them that, when you withhold, you know, I just shared this with a group of people a few weeks ago. I said, when you withhold, you're withholding from yourself.
Yes, that's true.
You know, you withholding from yourself. I'm only going to do this amount. I'm only going to do that amount. You know, they don't understand that concept of, you know, and the law, actually, there's a law of reciprocity. They don't understand that law that's in the universe.
That's true. And like I said, the universe doesn't understand how we give. I mean, when somebody gives of their time, their effort, and, you know, they give a smile, they give a kindness or something, the universe doesn't quantify that and qualify it, and they don't say, oh, well, you know, you gave your time and your effort and your services, but you didn't give money, so it's less than.
Mm-hmm.
The universe
right.
doesn't know that. All it knows is you give and the intention of love behind it, and then you will receive tenfold.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I'm ready to receive, Candy. So whatever the angels have to say to me, I am open and ready.
Oh, my gosh, Ivatar, we are, each and every one of us is so open. We're already so ripe, we've fallen off the vine, and we're waiting now for that physical manifestation. And I tell you, one of the best things that we can do, listeners and Imitar, and like I told you, I started doing this 6 weeks ago. I had a gratitude journal, and I was not unused to journaling every day, as like keeping a journal or a diary. But I started a new journal 6 weeks ago. How open I was to receive, and I wrote at the introductory to this journal, and I said, "This journal is the physical manifestation of how grateful I am and how opened I am to receive now from the universe. I don't put any constrictions on how it comes in, on when it comes in. That's all the providence of God. And every day since I started this journal, there has been some kind of physical manifestation that the universe, and I know it's all God-driven, that is giving to me, and it's only because I am completely free now and I've let go and surrender as to the how and the when of it coming in."
Well, I have a manifestation journal that I haven't wrote in, so you're really motivating me to go back and start writing. I haven't wrote in it in a couple months, so I'm going to get that journal out, and I'm going to start writing in it.
And we have changed so much in the last 2 or 3 months, 4 months, so many of us have gone. I don't talk about it in this channel, but so many of us are going home. We're going home to our families because we've changed and we've come home to ourselves. We feel more comfortable in going home to our family and to just see them as divine beings and reconnecting with them again. And it's such a beautiful time for families as we don't hold any more anger or sadness or, you know, blame finding or fault or things like that. So it's quite a wonderful time, and all this is working towards us receiving. So I'm just shuffling the cards now and seeing what messages are going to come in for Lovely Ivatar. And this is a general reading for your situation. And the first card that, I love it. The first card that's coming through is the Judgment card. And this isn't about judgment. This is whenever this card comes up, it's all about a rebirth. It's all about a new life. It's all about a new phase. It's like you're waking up from a sleep, from where you've been, and you're ready for the new to come in. And it's not just, you know, it's not just going from a job to the same job in a different company. This is about a whole new rebirth of who you are, because you've rebirthed yourself. This is always such an exciting card to get. This one is just confirmation of that first one, the Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles is about a rebirth in how you're going to be remunerated for your skills and your talents. But it's also about your dreams coming true through your gifts and your talents. So this is saying you have been weaving your dreams, but now with this rebirth and they're saying there's a new opportunity. Have you been approached by someone for a new opportunity?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Let me just ask them. New opportunity. Well, they're saying there's a new opportunity on the rise for you coming in, and it has to do with your gifts and your abilities and your talents. This is something that you love doing. Sort of be on the lookout. You're so much in the present moment and so intuitive that you're not going to miss this, but they're saying that this is coming to you. And oh my gosh. And the last card is the Ten of Cups, which is the kissy face card. It's the emotional happiness card. I mean, it's got rainbows and a flowing brook, and this all has to do with how open we are to receive now. I've always said during the last 10 years, with all the light workers doing so much to raise the consciousness of planet Earth, I've always told people to not despair. God has a very long memory of how much we've given of ourselves, and not that there has to be a therefore and something come back to us, but because of those universal laws of receiving, giving and receiving, now is our time to reap the benefits. And they're saying that October is a little bit of a time of a rest time for us, and towards the end of October and certainly November, it's really a time where we're going to see those physical manifestations coming in.
Can I share something with you? I woke myself up talking, and I was saying, I woke myself up and I said that I had been in labor, and I had been in labor for 5 minutes. I was only in labor for 5 minutes. So the cards is congruent with that birth, that new birthing. Because I woke myself up saying this. I had been in labor for 5 minutes. There's a friend of mine that's been telling me about this guy for like 3 months now. And something happened where it kind of delayed me meeting him, but he's getting ready to open up this store. And he said something about a greenhouse or something like that, and I was wondering if you could ask the angels, is that what you're talking about?
Okay. Well, certainly, if you landed on this last card, is that what this is alluding to? Oh, they're saying definitely yes. They're shaking their heads and they're saying yes. This Ten of Cups is emotional fulfillment, but for you, when I saw this card, that's why I said the kissy face card.
Mm-hmm.
It had to do with the relationship. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Avatar. I'm sending you so much love for this rebirth and this renewness that's coming in, and take this time of opportunity to really nurture and nourish and give to yourself.
I will. Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay, all the best. God bless you. Take care.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Avatar. And that goes for everybody. I mean, you know, sort of that really October is a month to reset ourselves. We've done so much work, and we don't give ourselves credit for all the work that we have done. And it's really time to nurture and nourish ourselves because of what is coming in the month of November. Let's go to our next caller, EJTRA. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
The one beautiful thing about you is that you're resilient, very resilient.
Hello.
And it's like,
yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Is there a radio? Is there something in the background that you can turn off?
Yeah, I've turned it off. Sorry about that. Hi.
It's lovely to meet you. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Spain.
You're calling from Spain. Isn't that
lovely?
Okay. How are you today? And do you have a question or want to add to the discussion today?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you see me moving? Can you ask the angels, please, if they see me moving house again, back to where I used to live?
Okay, going back to where you used to live. Okay, let me just ask straight up. Shuffling the cards here. Do you see Elizabeth moving back to where she used to live? Okay, thinking. Okay, they're saying definitely yes.
Really? Wow.
They'll tell me either emphatically yes, emphatically no. But when they don't want to tell us something or they don't have all the puzzle pieces as yet, they will sit on the fence and the pendulum will just go round and round and it won't give me an answer. But this time they're emphatically saying yes. They're also saying that there's somebody or there's a piece of the puzzle back. Where are you moving back to?
The countryside.
Oh, into the countryside. Well, they're saying that there was a reason that you had to move out in order to learn certain lessons, in order to meet up with people that were important for your growth. But where you are now seems to be like a coat which has become too small for you. You've actually outgrown it, and you know this. And you feel like it would be more in your energetic alignment and resonance if you moved back to the country or you moved back to where you were before.
I don't really understand that because it drains me a little bit there. It's a bit of a complex place.
Have you made overtures to move back there? Is something drawing you back there?
No, I just have a feeling that that's the possibility. Just a feeling.
Okay, I'm asking them once again for clarity on Elizabeth moving back to where she. Okay, they're saying that. It's not to the same house, is it?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, would it be beneficial to move for her to move back to the same house? Yeah, they're saying yes. They're saying yes.
Oh, wow.
How long has it been since you... I mean, is this a family home or is this a...
Yeah, it's our family home. Yeah, it's a beautiful house. It's just that the energy in the area is really overpowering for me.
Okay.
I can't really explain it.
I know. And they're saying you were put there for a reason. How long has it been since you moved back?
2 months. I've only been out for 2 months.
You've only been out for 2 months. Well, they're saying that there's something that's changed, and I believe there's something that's changed in you. You do know that no matter where we have been, what happened before, we were of a different energetic resonance inside of us. And so we created different energies and drew different energies to ourselves, and we created a different reality. And they're saying, if you're being, I can tell you this right now, Elizabeth, and I'm getting shocks from the top of my head to the tippy tips of my toes, and they're telling me that you have had an enormous shift in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
There is something about you that has shifted. And so they want you to know that wherever you go from now on, those energies inside of you will be like this huge beacon of divine light that radiates out and will create and draw to yourself different people, a different divine reality for yourself.
Okay.
Because you're different inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh wow.
This is huge. This is huge, and it's very important for you to say that. Well, I am a different person, and when I go back, I don't have to have the same experience. And I know that that's why I said to Ibitar before, the caller before, so many of us are being drawn to go back home, to go back to family, because it's not that we're going back to settle old scores or whatever. We're going back because we are different. And when we meet up with our families now, it's going to be much lighter. We won't be reactive. We'll be just loving and accepting of who they are, and we're going to be creating a whole new dimension for the love quality and positive and all those wonderful light characteristics of coming in to be around our families. I'm just going to draw some cards for you here.
I get, when I've asked about it, I get like kind of February time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many of us are going to be moving in the 2014 that it's going to make our heads spin. You know, we've done our intentions and we've done our visualizations, and the universe has been clobbered over the head with our prayers and things like that. And because we are different, our locations have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving on. Oh, okay, beautiful card, Elizabeth. The first one is the universe, the world, the universe. You've completed so much inside of yourself, and it shows a woman's figure it's like frozen mountains around a frozen lake, but this woman's image is coming out of it, and it's like you're coming out of yourself. You've completed one part. The world is you've completed the first part, and the second part is a new beginning for you as you're emerging. The second card is the Three of Wands. This card usually is about our ship coming in and about us realizing our dreams and our intentions and our, those desires that we've had, you know, the fulfillment of our dreams. And this all has to do with you going home to yourself. Oh, and my gosh, you're the second reading that's got the Judgment card, and the Judgment card is about a rebirth. So not only did you get new begin, each one of your cards is about new beginnings. The first one is the new beginning with the world or the universe card. The second one is new beginnings with your ships coming in and the realizations, the fulfillments of your prayers, those new things. And the next is about your rebirth and the new phase in your life. So I would definitely go with what you're getting from your intuition, and don't, please don't put any emphasis on the how and when of it happening. Or expect the best, but have no expectations. say everything works out for my highest good. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Amazing. Listen, thank you so much. It's beautiful.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And Elizabeth, I would love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I will do. Thank you.
Okay, lots of love and angel blessings. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Lots of new beginnings, lots of new beginnings on the horizon for so many of us listeners. If we can just hang in there for the month of October as we reset ourselves, and then off we'll go. Let's go to our next caller, 917. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Hello, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
Hi, from Miami.
Miami. So how is Jessica these days?
Oh, not so good. I'm working on this project that I have doing with my own career, and I came up with this idea to be getting a temporary job to support myself financially until the project takes off. Mm-hmm. And so I work really hard to get these temporary jobs, and I've just been fired from the second one in 2 weeks, so I can't keep them. The jobs, I'm not happy there when I get them.
Okay, so the universe is telling you, and I'm telling you, that you are burnt out. Your poor little soul is tired. You're weary. You're exhausted. You must, in order for the universe to give to you, Jessica, you have to give to yourself. And there really hasn't been a great deal of time where you've taken time out to just allow yourself to be. Allow yourself, because it's amazing. When I'm speaking about the secret of receiving, and what I'm going to be speaking about after the phone call is I'm going to be speaking about one of the most important things with giving is giving to ourselves. And I would be so bold as to say there really hasn't been a great deal that you've given to yourself up until now.
Well, I thought that I was trying to give to myself by making with the finances, because if I don't do that, then I don't know what's going to happen.
No, the thing is that is what we're programmed to think about. But you are doing work, and you're doing work that is not in alignment with what you love doing. Okay, they're just temporary jobs, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. We all need to pay our bills. We all need to, have food on the table. We all need to have a shelter over our head. But it's the energetic alignment. If you were doing these jobs and your energetic alignment was high, was loving, was kind, was compassionate to yourself, but you're going into them and your light is very dim. And so in order to increase your light, you have to nurture and nourish yourself more. I want you to sit down every night and to thank God for blocking those jobs. Because every time God takes something away from you, he opens up your hand to receive something better. And you say, thank you. I would like a job now that doesn't compromise compromise, and a job in which I'm not settling for something just for the money. That's how powerful you are. And to be in energetic alignment with that, raise your vibrational energy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually by giving to yourself. And you will be amazed. This will help you open to receive. And you'll be amazed what comes in for you, Jessica. I'm telling you. Because a lot of people keep pushing, and they don't get, nothing seems to be manifesting for them. They do vision boards. They do all kinds of things, affirmations, and they pray and they do lots of things. But it's all going to be for naught unless your energetic alignment, you've allowed yourself to nourish and nurture yourself and raise your vibrational escrow inside so that you're open to receive. Just going to the, by the way, the Posse of Angels love your project.
I do too.
They love your project, and they're saying, you feel the way you feel about your project, okay? That's the way you have to feel about yourself, and in everything you touch, every word you speak, every feeling in your heart, and every thought that you have, make them the same resonance as when you think about your project. The first thing they want you to know is the Eight of Wands is coming in, and this on my deck, it shows a bunch of deer. And when deer come in, the deer are telling us to be kind to ourselves. Be soft with Jessica. Be gentle with her. Be compassionate. Be loving. Be empathetic with her. And then the universe will be all those things for you. The Eight of Wands is also about an opening coming to you. They are also saying that you are 98.9% of the way to the finish line. And they're saying,
they're saying,
my dear, most people give up when they're that close to the finish line because they lose their faith in God. Don't you lose your faith in God. God never gives
up on
us.
That's exactly how I feel.
This project is going to make a difference in the world. And that's why it was gifted to you. It God gave you, Jessica. He didn't give anybody else this gift. He gave it to you. And it's an integral piece of the puzzle on how we're creating the new world. You believe in it. You be steadfast with it. And don't give up on it. And you put your efforts into being so grateful and appreciative that God and the angels are working with you to bring this divine, blessed project to manifestation on the earth plane. The next, and there's, oh my gosh, great card, Jessica. So Eight of Wands is an opening coming to you. That the number eight is about prosperity and abundance and riches and wealth. The next one is the Ace of Cups, and the Ace of Cups is about a new beginning around your emotional fulfillment. But even before something happens with this project, you need to start a new beginning around this emotional fulfillment for yourself, and this will only foster that new project of coming to fruition. The next card is things are going to get easier for you because the Six of Swords tells is that card that is waters have been very rough for you, traveling through very, very turbulent waters, but they want you to know keep going and that the waters will not only become calmer, but they don't want you to put any emphasis on the how and the when of this happening. Just keep saying, thank you for this working out for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. See yourself. Visualize yourself with this project already done, working with amazing people, it going out and being internationally accepted. Don't you put any cap or limit into how extraordinary this can be.
Well,
it's
just so much. I could be compassionate for myself, but then I know how I am, and then the clock starts ticking, and maybe a week goes by, and I don't look for another part-time job or full-time job. I just look for financing.
Jessica, it's not so much abuse. That's pushing.
I don't want to do that anymore. It's exhausting.
So then you say to the universe, I will change my energies inside of myself, and from now on, I will learn my lessons in ease and grace, and angels, send me the signs on how I can very easily step into a new position. I'm through with pushing because I've seen that pushing doesn't work. So you allow yourself to live only in the present moment. That's where the angels will send their signs on how you can step forward into a new position with ease and grace. They also are saying, Jessica, we've been sending you the signs, but because you've been pushing, you haven't noticed our signs.
Oh.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Can I just ask you one other thing related to it?
Okay.
I know this is really great for the world and it's going to help with the shifting and everything. I mean, why has it been so hard for it to come about? I mean, why have I had to why has there been so many tests and so many this and that about it? I've never had something so hard.
Thank you so much for that, because you have just put into, and we've just verbalized what so many of us have been through the last 10 years. Why has it been so hard? And the reason it's been so hard is up until now, up until the shift that has happened on the planet, just really since May of this year, people have not been able to hear us. They haven't been able to perceive us. They haven't been able to connect with us because their vibrational energies weren't high enough. And if we sent these projects, our books, our many things out into the world, then they would have just laid there and not gone anywhere.
Oh, I got chills when you said that. That is it. Mm.
That's it.
Thank
so
you.
Now,
yeah.
So Jessica, don't give up. It's now is, and anybody listening to this, don't give up. It is now our time as the world, millions and millions and millions of people have shifted enough to be able to connect and energetically align with the truth that we're speaking, and they feel it in their hearts, and they will be drawn to our books and our projects and our movies and all the things that we're doing now. The angels absolutely adore you, Jessica, and they're saying, please don't give up.
Oh, thank you for that last. That is so true. That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you take care of yourself. Sending you so much love.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that goes for each one of us listeners. Don't give up. Now is our time. 215, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. My name is Elizabeth, too, and I was calling because as I was listening to the other callers, everything sort of resonates with me as well. But my question to you is, have I even brought my vibration up enough to be able to accept a job? I've been unemployed for a year and a half and looking like crazy for a job, and I just haven't been able to connect with anyone, and I was just wondering if it's getting close to being over now.
Okay, I'm just asking the Prophet of Angels. It's getting, yes, they're saying yes, it's getting close to being over for that. They're saying as hard as it is for the month of October, please put your emphasis not so much on pushing and looking and searching, but on resetting the nurturing and the nourishing inside of yourself. Give to your health, give to your frayed nerve endings. We have a Mercury retrograde coming up on October 21st, and that's a wonderful time to be able to go within and give to ourselves. So, just coming to the end of the program, so I'm going to pull three cards for you, Elizabeth, and see what comes out. First card that comes again. And again, there's cards that are coming up over and over again. It's being remunerated for your gifts and your talents and your abilities in the career, in your chosen field that you do. And the dreams, the little spider above, is drawing our attention to your dreams coming true by bringing this career opportunity to yourself. Same card comes up again, the emotional fulfillment card, the Ten of Cups. And this is this opportunity that's going to come to you will fill you with, you being recognized for what you do. And the last card is the Seven of Wands. You will rise above the competition, and you will be known for who you are. So these are all cards which are great indications of certainly the time drawing near. And they're saying November. So they're really saying take the next couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks in October, and really turn it around and nurture and nourish yourself. Build up those energies inside, and you will be amazed at what manifests in your reality.
Okay.
So I hope that I hope that's helpful.
Oh, it is. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. God bless you. Have a lovely day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So with giving being such an important part of receiving, many of us have felt at some stage what it feels like to give to others. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us of a particular area of giving that's often overlooked, and that's the wonderful area of giving to ourselves. Love only grows by sharing, as one has more love for oneself by giving it away to others. You know, a large majority of the clients that I've seen have been very good in giving to others. But it is that part of them that is uncharted territory is giving to themselves. And in so many ways, we have been told to give to ourselves is selfish. But if we feel loved and cherished, even if it's only by ourselves, then we will have more love to give to others too. The Posse of Angels is saying, how can we expect for the universe to give to us when we do not demonstrate to God and the angels that we do not value our own self-worth by giving to ourselves? In fact, gracefully accepting, or the practice of receiving, is an art form that many never bother to cultivate. Now, this is especially true, as for the most part, we've been taught to do and produce, to not put at least some of our awareness on just being. In many cases, receiving can be much harder because we need to make ourselves vulnerable and let go of control in order to receive. When we accept another person's gift, we allow them to express their feelings. And the Posse of Angels is hearing some of your thoughts and say, how do I know if I've opened my life and I've opened myself to receive? And the greatest indication of whether we're open to receive can be found in what experience we draw to ourselves. You know, I've had a few personal examples recently. First, I must say that I've really been nurturing and nourishing myself for the past couple of months, especially as I've been exercising and working with a naturopath to really cleanse my system. And I'm not only 12 pounds lighter, but I feel more energized than before, and I've allowed myself to have regular body swaps energetically with other practitioners. All of this has been nurturing and nourishing my physicality, and I feel so much more open to receive. And as I said, the physical manifestation of the universe giving to me has been amazing in the last 6 weeks. You know, when we ask for something and it appears in our reality, that's a blatant demonstration that our prayers have been answered. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us that because God and the angels always work for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned, most of the time when we ask for something, it so often does not come in how we expected or in the timing that we imagined. And as we are all children of God, it's our inherent right to be provided for when we intend and ask. So make sure that you ask with the highest intention for the greatest good of all. But most of all, have fun this month in October by giving and nurturing to yourself. Watch for the many ways that the universe then notices you receiving and then will give to you more. And then in November, we will see the manifestation of that coming in. Thank you so much. That wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you, listeners, for listening in. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded Guided Angel Meditations CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype. You can call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely unbelievable, beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Please do take care of yourself. Okay, until next time. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.